We'll revisit the Mueller statement over the program, but right now, this note from Dallas. The city has decided to sell that statue of General Robert E. Lee, which was taken down 2 years ago and has been sitting in storage. The city council designated the statue surplus property and will sell it to the highest bidder. City leaders saying a new buyer will have to pay at least $450,000 for the bronze sculpture because that's the cost of removing and storing it. So the auction of a Confederate monument is one option. The city of Franklin, Tennessee, went in another direction, voting to put African-American history markers around its Confederate statue rather than tear it down. Shalina Chetlani of member station WPLN tells us how that's going over.
Inside the town square roundabout in Franklin, Tennessee, a Confederate soldier nicknamed Chip is perched on top of a 37-foot monument. The statue was erected in 1899 to honor Confederate troops who lost their lives in the Civil War. Franklin Community Church pastor Kevin Riggs says he's irked by the writing on the monument's side, which suggests those soldiers fought for a noble cause.
Well, the Civil War was about slavery. If that's the noble cause that they were talking about, then yeah, there's a little bit of uncomfortableness in reading that.
The Battle of Franklin was a significant moment in the Civil War. It was bloody, and it was the site of a significant Confederate defeat. So the statue, the plantations, and antebellum churches here are all popular tourist sites. But Riggs says the sites fail to represent the history of the nearly 12,000 slaves that lived around here before the war. The fact that close to Chip, slaves were sold in a market house. Nearby is a courthouse where there were public lynchings. Later, it was where slaves could get papers to become freed soldiers and fight for the Union. And after the war, start businesses downtown.
That is nowhere here. People don't know that story, and they need to. All they see is this.
It's kind of weird to be, you know, black in the city of Franklin.
Christian Nevels is a direct descendant of a former slave family at the nearby Carter House and Farm.
You feel like you're overshadowed by the Confederacy. I mean, granted, it's 2019, and so everybody's supposed to feel different, but you get the tours of all of the white history in Franklin, but what about the black history?
This sentiment is something Kevin Riggs hears often in his church, and it's part of why he helped create the Fuller Story Project. It aims to put African-American history markers around Chip, and across from him, there'd be a statue of a freed African-American soldier who fought with the United Colored Troops.
You see it around the country where people are tearing them down, and that's not what we wanted. Our goal was how can we unify.
Franklin is just one of many places across the country grappling with Confederate monuments and the social tension around them. Eric Stuckey is Franklin's administrator. He says the city voted in February to support the Fuller Story proposal because it seemed like a strategy that wouldn't cause controversy. And it was practical because Tennessee law punishes cities for removing historical monuments.
This was an initiative that was brought forward through the community that wanted to see a more complete story told. If it's public property, then we have the responsibility to use the public property in the way that meets community goals and vision.
But the approach hasn't met everyone's goals. The United Daughters of the Confederacy's Tennessee Division has threatened to sue the city because it says it owns the land where Chip stands. Doug Jones is the group's lawyer.
Is there room in history to tell more? Absolutely, and the Fuller story needs to be told, but not on that little piece of ground.
Jones says Chip has been there for more than a century. His group believes the property should exist for a specific purpose.
We're not against the markers, okay? Slavery was terrible. Historically, traditionally, that little piece of ground right there is about honoring the people that fought at the Battle of Franklin.
A number of strategies have been proposed to address monuments, simply leaving them alone, removing them, putting them in museums. But Vanderbilt University historian Richard Blackett says while the community-based approach of the Fuller Story Project is promising, he's still skeptical.
The problem with the context, of course, is what there's going to be a debate about what constitutes the context.
Other cities like St. Augustine, Florida, and Raleigh, North Carolina, have tried the strategy. But ultimately, Blackett says these efforts are band-aids, not solutions. Just adding a few markers won't demonstrate the horrors of slavery or help the nation heal from the past, he says.
To a large extent, it leaves the issue unchallenged because the Confederate soldier is going to be there.
But the city of Franklin is proceeding. Some markers and the statue of a freed soldier will be placed in the town square. And city officials filed their own lawsuit to figure out who actually owns the land under Chip, so it can place other markers beside him. And for some residents, like Christian Nevels, winning the fight over Confederate monuments isn't really the point.
I think it's just letting people know that we are more than what we've been through.
For Here and Now, I'm Shalina Chatlani in Nashville.